First reading is from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall go up to the mountain of the Lord? And who shall stand in the place of his holiness? He who is innocent of hands and pure of heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity and has not promised with deceit. He shall bear the blessing from the Lord, and justice from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek after him, who seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye portals of eternity, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? Yehovah, strong and mighty, Yehovah, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift up, ye portals of eternity, and the King of glory will come in. Who is he, this King of glory? Yehovah of armies, he is the King of glory. Selah. And we read further from the book of Revelation, parts of chapter 3 and chapter 4. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know thy works. Behold, I have given before thee an open door, and no one is able to shut it, because thou hast a little power and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Would that thou wert cold or hot. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him who overcomes will I give to sit with me on my throne, as I overcame, and sit with the Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. After these things I saw, and behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard as of a trumpet speaking with me said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And straightway I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. We read further from the True Christian Religion, number 721, that baptism is an introduction into the church has been shown in the chapter on baptism, and that the Holy Supper is an introduction into heaven is clear from what has been said above when it is perceived. These two sacraments, baptism and the Holy Supper, are like two gates to eternal life. By baptism, which is the first gate, every Christian is let into and introduced into what the church teaches from the Word, respecting the other life, all of which teaching forms the means whereby man can be prepared and led to heaven. The second gate is the Holy Supper, by which every man who allows himself to be prepared is led by the Lord and is admitted into and introduced into heaven. There are no other universal gates. These two sacraments may be likened to what occurs with a prince who is born to heir a kingdom, in that he is first introduced into a knowledge of the business of government, and in the second place is crowned and governs. Thus, they may be likened also to a son born to a great inheritance. In the first place, he learns and is imbued with such things as pertain to the proper management of possessions and riches. And secondly, takes possession and control. Also to the building of a house and the dwelling in it. And also to a man's instruction from childhood until the period when he becomes independent and exercises his own judgment and his subsequent rational and spiritual life. One period must needs precede. And that second may be attained. For without the former, the latter is impossible. These illustrations make clear that baptism and the Holy Supper are like two gates through which man is introduced to eternal life, and that beyond the first gate there is a plain which he must pass over, and that the second goal is the goal where lies the prize to which he has directed his course. For the palm is not bestowed until after the struggle, nor the reward until the contest is decided. Here end our readings. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.